Welcome to Otaku Talk. My name is Audrey and I'll be your host for today. I really sincerely apologize for that intro. I know it's cringe, but I wanted something with a little bit of bun, you know? A little bit about myself is that I used to be an otaku back in 2016/2018. I used to enjoy reading a lot and lots of manga and watching tons of anime. I'm pretty sure I watched it 24/7 and ruined my sleep schedule as a result. I even went as far as trying to have a humongous manga collection. Sad to say, that didn't really happen, and that's okay. I now have a miniature manga collection, which I'm very proud of. In this episode, we'll be talking about what goes on in this podcast, what an otaku means, different types of anime, and just discussing anime in general. And that's just what this whole entire podcast is about. Let's get on to what an otaku means. Otaku refers to a person who is a big fan of something, mainly used within the anime slash manga community. In the Western world, otakus are usually perceived in a more positive slash neutral light. However, otaku generally have negative connotations in Japan, the place in which they originated from. And this is because they perceive otakus as people who don't leave the house and seem to have an unhealthy obsession with certain topics to the point where they look like sociopaths. Wow, that took quite a turn. From first-hand experience, I can say, in otaku communities, you do have the toxic people that are just overly obsessed and possessive with certain topics slash animes, and it can get quite toxic. But then again, that happens with other fandoms, and it's nothing new or uncommon. It just happens, and the best you can do is just ignore it and move on with your life and just do what you're doing, you know? Okay, moving on, although we know what otakus mean in the communities and how they're perceived in different regions, let's talk about my favorite topic slash subject, and that's the anime. Talked about animes in this season. First up on the list is Attack on Titan. With the new and final season being announced to release in December 2021, fans from all over the world have been left mesmerized and saddened by the plots and twists that went on in the previous series or seasons. Attack on Titan has approximately 4 seasons, and with the upcoming one, it'll be ending its 5th season. It's been running since 2013, and the manga's been going up since 2009, which just shows how much dedication they're willing to put into the anime and manga, based on the positive reviews and feedbacks they've gotten thus far. Attack on Titan is set in a world where humanity lives inside cities surrounded by 3 enormous walls that protect them from these gigantic man-eating humanoids referred to as Titans. The story follows Eren Jaeger, who vows to exterminate the Titans after a Titan brings about the destruction of his hometown, which is so sad. And the moment that I saw in the first season, I was just like, oh my god, what is happening? Is there even a chance that any of them can survive? It was just a lot of things going on that just made me very excited for the upcoming seasons and episodes. And I definitely think that you should all check it out. I know that all 4 seasons are available in Hulu, and you can find it on Crunchyroll as well as the first and second season being up on Netflix. Second up is Jujutsu Kaisen. This anime is fairly new to the community, but oh boy, it took over like a storm. With its new anime adaptation released on October 2nd, 2020, everyone had been left stunned and amazed by its storyline as well as animation. The story follows a high school student named Yuji Itadori as he joins a secret organization of Jujutsu sorcerers in order to kill a powerful curse named Ryomen Sukukan. I hope I pronounced that right. Of whom Yuji becomes the host. So far, just based on character designs and edits that I've seen, I have to say that my favorite character is Satoru Gojo. I actually don't have much info on this because I haven't seen it, but I'm definitely planning on seeing it. And I know it's like a really good anime just based on what people have been telling me, so you should definitely not miss this up. I'm not quite sure where you can find it, but I know that there are a few legal sites that you can check it out on. You just have to search it up on your own. Okay, and then finally, it's The Promised Neverland, which actually received quite a few mixed reactions. Once the first season had been finalized, it captivated the eyes of many and brought in lots and lots of new people to the fandom. This horror slash thriller anime had everyone on their feet almost during the whole run of the first season, and all credits to the directors, animators, and screenwriters. The Promised Neverland follows three protagonists, Emma, Norman, Ray, along with a cast of orphans who live together. Their lives have been full of joy. That is until the protagonists learn that the orphanage is really a farm where children are raised to be given to demons to be eaten. Crazy and creepy. But trust me, just things within the first season get really well. And even though he'll be on your toes for most of the time, it just gets better. The anime towards the second season had really mixed emotions. Once it had been announced that they'll only be having 11 episodes plus a special. And this is mainly because of how in-depth the manga goes into with everything, including the new locations the kids get to discover and the different adventures they experience. Most of the fandom thought that it was rushed. A few reviews that I was able to find state that, in quotation marks, "I'm so glad that I only watched the first season, like a week before the second season started airing. I can't imagine how disappointing it would have been if I had actually waited for this." Which is, yeah. Another review says, "I had such high hopes for season 2. It's sad to see a masterpiece like season 1 go crashing down like this." Another one says, "I read the manga and the quality of the first arc was amazing, but after that, it goes downhill really fast, so I never expected to be excited for season 2. I think you should check out the manga slash anime on your own and just see for yourself and what your opinion is, because everyone has different tastes, you know? Okay, and here are a few honorable mentions that you should definitely see. First up on the list is High-Rise Invasion, which can be found on Netflix. It's a mystery thriller anime based on a manga. There's one season and it has 12 episodes. Stay tuned for the next season, which is yet to be announced by Netflix. The next one is Boku no Hero Academia, which can be found on many sites, but I know that Hulu has, I think, all of its seasons. It's a shonen anime packed with loads of action, adventures, and comedy. And last but not least, Wonder Egg Priority, which is a psychological horror and fantasy anime with beautiful animations and character designs. I can't tell you how aesthetically pleasing the whole entire anime looks like. And the best part is, it's not even that long. It takes probably like a couple days for you to finish the anime itself. Alright everybody, thank you for tuning in and thank you for listening to this episode. I'll be talking about more things in the future, discussing like horror mangas and their great creators. Stay fresh, have fun. Goodbye.